The Grove by Meg Tugart, Episode 1, Vibrations.
Does this work? Does this work? Does this work? Yes, because the little bars are going up and down as I speak. Up, down, up. Good. Hi everyone, and welcome to Mira's podcast. Side note, think of a title. Reluctant podcaster? Reluctant grad schemer? Yeah, not those. Pause for editing. Hi everyone, I'm Mira. Welcome to episode 1 of my podcast. So, I'm lucky enough to be on the graduate program for the coolest, biggest, wealthiest tech company that likes to spread the love, enhance humanity, and treat the whole world with respect. And I'm guessing you clicked on this podcast because I've promised to share the story of how I got to where I am today. And you want to get here too. Well, who wouldn't? Okay, I think I probably sounded like someone who's doing a podcast. What comes next? Oh, building stuff. Great. So, why am I starting a podcast? I struggle to get people to listen to me. And doing a podcast is a stupid idea, and nobody likes presentations, not serious people. They'd much rather be sent a graph. No. You have to do it, or Angie will have a fit. She asks for something, she expects it to be done. It shouldn't be difficult, there's literally nobody here. Except builders. Right. I'm speaking to you now on the 14th of September. In a week's time, I'll be presenting at the coolest, biggest, wealthiest, most respectful, fun tech conference in the world. Harvest Festival. 1,000 people in the room. A couple of million online viewers. To say I'm nervous would be an understatement. It's weird to think that by the time anyone listens to this, it will all be over and done with. Hopefully you're not tuning in because my trousers fell down in the middle of the talk. Or the screen crushed me to death and now this is a weird snuff recording on the dark web. Hopefully I nailed it. And this podcast will allow you to come with me on the journey to find my voice.
Digital forensic technician Beck Boatman, identifying myself as the processing officer. Digital item number 33.02, voice recordings from phone recovered from close to the epicentre of the Parallax building collapse. Metadata indicates this recording taken on the 14th of September at 11:24 p.m. Commencing playback.
I'm sure you'll have a few questions about life at Parallax. Yes, we live here. Yes, there are bunk rooms. Yes, they buy all our food and drink and do our laundry. Yes, we get unlimited leave. And yes, we love working here so much we put in 70-hour weeks and never actually do anything else. Central building, where I am now, is 20 floors high. 100% carbon neutral, 100% biosecure. That's right. Everyone in here will survive the zombie apocalypse. Water, power, even fresh air. We can completely cut ourselves off from society. Because that's healthy.
Mira.
Oh, hi Terry.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Practicing for Harvest Festival?
Yeah, something like that.
If you want somewhere quieter, the cleaners have finished on the ground floor.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I'm hoping the contractors won't be too long.
What are they doing?
Taking sample cores from the steel uprights in the atrium. Just a routine check. I spend my life looking after this building. It actually hurts me to listen to them cutting into her.
Whenever I see you, you seem to be doing about 100 things at once.
That's the job.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed?
Maybe I was a bit, at first. But facilities is just solving one problem after another. The graduate programme is a whole different ballgame.
I guess.
Is it feeling a bit much?
Oh, it's just the Harvest Festival. Public speaking isn't really my thing.
You'll be fine. Everyone always is.
Are they?
Yeah. It's the millions of people watching. Concentrates the mind.
Oh, God. I want to be sick.
Terry?
Yeah?
Found you.
Was I supposed to be hiding?
The contractors are nearly finished. Sent me to look for you.
Oh, great. Mira, Ash. Ash, Mira?
Hello.
Hello.
So, carrying a gigantic microphone round in the middle of the night, practicing for Harvest Festival, or cosplay Lois Lane?
I'll leave you to it.
Harvest Festival.
I work in AV.
I'm a developer.
Oh. Graduate programme?
How did you know?
You all have the same kind of look about you.
Thanks.
Are the contractors looking at stress in the steel ruining your night?
Stress? Terry didn't say anything about stress. Oh,
maybe I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Why not?
I don't know. Management don't like rumours. There's a lot we don't tell you.
We?
Facilities.
Right.
I'm doing Harvest Festival. I might be your AV guy.
The building is safe though, right? It's not going to fall on top of us or anything.
You see, this is why management don't like to tell you stuff.
This is Digital Forensic Technician Beck Boatman, identifying myself as the processing officer. Moving on to digital item...
Sorry, Beck. I'm going to have to put these in here.
Dan? Dan, that's a tree. A wet tree.
Not a very big one.
It smells. Oh, I don't want it here. This is audio processing.
Everyone knows audio is just to dot the I's and cross the T's. There's never anything useful.
Yeah? Did you know Parallax had contractors in to look at damage to the steel pillars?
Which contractors?
Oh, I don't know yet. I got interrupted by you dragging a wet tree into my workspace.
Well, I would ask, but we've got no choice. We're not equipped to handle a case this big.
Fine.
Fine. Call me if you get anything else in the building.
Digital item number 33.03. Metadata indicates recording taken 14th of September, 11:47 PM. Commencing playback.
Have you pressed record?
Yes, I'm recording.
Good.
Angie, perhaps we should get out of the way of the contractors?
Stay where you are.
It's just they're in and out to their vans.
This won't take long. Can they stop while I'm speaking?
All 12 of them? Not really.
Harvest Festival is the most important event of the year, and Mira is playing a vital part.
I do understand that, but it's just not practical to get them to stop.
Noted. Mira, I sent you this podcast project for a reason. So you could find your voice. And what do I find when I'm trying to leave for the day? You, skulking around in the middle of the night, trying to record when no one can see you, isn't in the spirit of the assignment.
What I thought was...
This is only two people, and they're just facilities. Harvest Festival will be hundreds.
So maybe I could...
Millions, if you count the online viewers. Right then, off you go. Show us what you can do. Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Today I'm going to talk to you about...
Oh, for goodness sake. Set the scene. Tell them where you are.
I'm standing in the atrium of the central building in our amazing Parallax campus, just next to a group of trees.
A group of trees?
Planted on the site of an ancient sacred grove. These trees provide us with fresh air. They're our carbon-neutral air conditioning system, proven to make us feel happier after spending time in amongst them. A great place to eat lunch and catch up with colleagues. We can be next to nature even when it's pouring with rain on the glass roof 20 stories up.
See, when I put you under pressure, you can do it.
Can I?
When you earn $100,000 a year, you're going to thank me for toughening you up. This is what the grad scheme is all about. Graduates need the Parallax tone of voice. You want to succeed, don't you?
Well, I was thinking that perhaps...
It's not the millions of people watching online that worry me, Mira. Who cares what they think? Senior management will be in the room. I've seen stellar careers made on that stage. And I've seen people crash and burn, whole teams tainted by a bad performance. I'm relying on you. The team are relying on you.
Maybe...
Don't let one stutter or hesitation ruin everything you did to get here.
I won't. I promise.
Graduates under my care, don't fail. Ever. Between now and Harvest Festival, do not let me see you without that microphone. Moving on to... I haven't got room for another tree.
Some of us are going to get lunch. If you...
I'm good, thanks.
Look, I should apologise about what I said before. Audio is useful.
Go on then.
What?
Apologise.
Sorry. Sure you won't come for lunch?
There's a lot to get through. Digital item number 33.04. Metadata indicates recording taken 15th of September, 12:14 a.m. Commencing playback.
I've been supplying steel to build like this for 14 years, and all I'm saying is, I've never seen stress like this before.
Nobody is accusing anyone of anything.
Good, because there's absolutely no way the steel was in this condition when we installed it. Step back, please, love. You ain't got goggles on.
Oh, sorry.
I'm asking you perfectly reasonable questions about the test you've just done.
Are you the right person for me to be speaking to?
In what sense?
I mean, shouldn't I be speaking to David?
No, he doesn't work night shifts. I work night shifts. I'll be reporting everything to everyone who needs to know.
You have to see, it's a definite pattern radiating from the centre of the building. If the steel was put in with the stress, there's no way that pattern would be there.
I've acknowledged that.
I mean, who knows what kind of quantum AI Skynet stuff you've got going on in there.
Is there anything else you want to do tonight?
Well, I don't see what else we can do.
So, why don't we get you packed up and we'll sign you out.
Dan, this is Beck. You said to call if I had anything. Pop in when you get a second. Digital item number 33.05, recording taken 15th of September, 12:37 a.m. Commencing playback.
Wow, junk shop aesthetic.
I know. Management hate that I actually need equipment to do my job. Don't sit in that chair. It's broken. Pull that one over.
Oh, you have mini discs.
Every time I should throw them out, I just don't have the heart.
It's really cosy in here.
And... I have a kettle. Between Angie being mean to you and the contractors being mean to Terry, I reckon it's time for a cuppa.
Oh, I don't think Angie's mean. I just think she has really high standards. She's got a robust management style.
A good thing you like her robust management style, seeing as you're still recording.
God, am I?
It knows when you've got the mic plugged in.
Of course. Maybe I need to do something with the settings.
Shall we sneak a look at the damage to the steel?
Are we allowed?
Don't care.
I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't want to miss a juicy bit of Parallax gossip.
The steel pillars look fine.
On floor 15, you can get a whole fist between the upright and the staircase.
Not reassuring.
That's why Terry has the contractors in. But there's damage everywhere. Look.
No. I'm not looking. Should you even have the file open?
Sugar?
Two, please.
It's definitely a wave pattern.
I'm not looking.
Yeah, but you have to open your eyes now because I'm giving you tea.
Oh, that does look... If I'm honest, I don't know what it should look like, so...
I look at sine waves all the time. These look familiar.
That doesn't mean they are familiar. It could just be your brain playing tricks on you. Besides, this building is practically silent all the time. If there was a noise, we'd hear it.
I mean, not necessarily. It could be at, like, dog whistle pitch.
The contractors have gone.
I made you a cuppa.
Thanks.
Just so you know, I recorded some of what he said because he was getting confrontational.
Thanks. Defensive contractors are part of the job. What are you two looking at?
It's the stress patterns on the steel. The guy gave me the disc with all the readings on.
Ash, you shouldn't be looking at that.
I'm just checking the file is okay before we send it to David.
Okay.
About 3 years ago, one of the grads made an app that turned any pattern into a sound. Your name, the contours of a map, a dataset. He said people could spot anomalies easier if they were listening to them.
Okay, rings a bell.
Brum-tsh.
What?
I thought you were making a joke.
Can I get to the bit of my night shift where I snuggle under a blanket in my office and do a mental inventory of the fire axes to help me drift off?
What if there is something in the grove emitting some kind of energy that is putting stress on the steel?
You'll have to excuse Ash, Mira. He spends too much time on Reddit.
There could be.
Not everything is a conspiracy.
Something is wrong with the steel.
It's more likely to be bad construction than aliens.
I don't believe in aliens. Mira, I do not believe in aliens.
I do. I mean, statistically...
Given the size of the universe...
It's likely.
Yeah, that's all we're saying.
There is nothing in the grove. I know the location of every item in the building, and the grove is just trees and turf.
That doesn't mean there's nothing there. Someone could have put something there and not told you.
If they have, I'll find out who it was and have them disemboweled.
What about corporate espionage?
Or an attack, like the embassy and the microwaves.
Ash.
This is the wave pattern through the Make Anything a Song app. Listen.
Mira was played by Sally Walker-Taylor, Ash by Matty McCabe, and Willow by Amelia Gardham. Dan was played by Benjamin Jones, Beck and Angie by Jasmine Rochelle, and Terry by Tori Lewis. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Sound design was by Ed Clark. The Grove was written and directed by Meg Toogood and produced by Stevie Cook for Raw Creative Productions.